Pillar number five is supplements, right? There's a lot of supplement options out there that you can take. Of course, the staples are going to be prebiotics, probiotics, and then there's a third staple, which I'll mention in a second. But when we go through the course, we'll address supplements as it relates to specific pathologies and in some cases, specific conditions as well. But Megaspore Biotic, some of you know that I developed the Megaspore Biotic a number of years ago. It's really designed to be a foundational gut supporting supplement because it increases the diversity, it reduces pathogens, it increases keystone species, it resolves leaky gut, it increases short chain fatty acid production. It does all of these foundational things that are really, really important to maintain a healthy gut microbiome. So if you're going to take a supplement for general gut microbiome support, Megaspore Biotic is by far the best one, the best probiotic out there. And I know I sound biased when I say it, but we developed it for this reason, right? It does so many things. I think we have 18 published studies on it. There's so much backing Megaspore in terms of protecting the liver, increasing diversity, reducing leaky gut, doing all of these things. And again, these spores, you're supposed to be naturally experiencing them or exposed to them in the natural environment on a regular basis, but we don't live within the natural environment. We're not eating dirt. We're not drinking waters out of rivers and streams. So we do need to supplement it to a certain degree. This is one of the foundational products. Now, there are lots of other strains that have good research behind them for very specific functionality. You'll get, of course, this information so you can look up some of these strains if you want to use them. For example, Bifidobacterium longum 1714 and Bifidobacterium longum 35624 are in the ZenBiome product, right? ZenBiome Dual and then ZenBiome Cope and Sleep. Those two are absolutely fantastic for mood regulation and or IBS. Now you've got Lactobacillus crispactus, which can reduce bacterial vaginosis symptoms and support the vaginal microbiome. So if you're dealing with vaginal dysbiosis and issues, Lactobacillus crispactus is a good one to look into. Ruteri, DSM 17938, reduces abdominal cramping and regulates bowel movement. So if you have a lot of bowel movement issues, that may be one you want to try for a period of time. Bilardi has a lot of effects as well. So here are some individual strains that have clinical research behind them that support their use that you can use for these specific conditions, right? So you can just Google products and, like, for example, you want to do the Bifidobacterium animalis, Lactis BB12. You Google that, you'll find the product that contains it. That can help with some of the lactose digestion, indigestion of dairy products, and then some of the epithelial barrier function as well, right? So these can be functional for specific conditions. The prebiotic is one that I mentioned because oligosaccharides are so critical for enhancing the diversity of the gut microbiome and supporting keystone species. And we simply do not get enough of these oligosaccharide prebiotics in our diet. It's hard to do it as well because you have to eat a lot of the fibrous components of fruits and you have to have certain components of dairy to get the galacto-oligosaccharides. You have to have the certain components of certain vegetables like the corn cob in order to get the xylo-oligosaccharides. So it's hard to get adequate amounts in the diet. I encourage everybody as a foundational support for your microbiome, in addition to the four other pillars, to be utilizing something like the MegaPre for the oligosaccharides, right? And another product that I've come to really love over the years, and I talked about butyrate so much, right? What a critical component it is. Not everybody produces enough butyrate, certainly not in the beginning. And as you increase the diversity of your microbiome and your consumption of resistant starches and fibers and all, you'll increase your butyrate production. But the tributyrin X is an amazing thing to use every day. I use it every day myself. It's a great way to get butyric acid and tributyrin, three different types of butyrate, forms of butyrate into your system that's really bioavailable, that does all of the things we talked about, modulating metabolism, reducing inflammation, improving the lining of the gut, feeding the goblet cells to produce more mucin, doing all of these amazing things in your system. So I call this one of the foundational products of supplementation as well. So when you're thinking about overall gut health and you're looking at the first four pillars and you're trying to figure out all the things you can start doing within those first four pillars, there's lots of options and you don't have to do all of them right off the bat. Don't overwhelm yourself. Pick a few things that you start doing, pick resistance training, for example, pick fasting, pick a particular type of food that you're going to start adding to your diet, start becoming more consistent with your sleep, create a new schedule for yourself where you can sleep about the same amount of time each night and maximize that amount. So all these things you can start adding and doing. And then on the fifth pillar, on the supplement side, if you're trying to create foundational health for your gut, these are the three supplements I would recommend. These are the three that I use without fail every single day as a foundational part. I use lots of other things for other reasons. We'll address some of those as we go along, but this particular module is about foundational health, right? So that's what I use.